From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces move closer to retaking the key city of Ramadi. Iraqi troops are a step closer to retaking the provincial capital after advancing to the city's center against what is believed to be a few hundred Islamic State fighters who captured the city in May. James Jeffrey, a former diplomat to Baghdad, says progress is slow because the IS fighters have had time to dig in.
We've seen this on many fronts. You need overwhelming forces, American airstrikes, and an awful lot of time. And, of course, what we've talked about before is I'm not so sure time is on our side.
A spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service said the fighting was taking place in neighborhoods surrounding a government complex. Troops are removing roadside bombs as they push forward. U.S.-led coalition warplanes carried out airstrikes on IS targets on the outskirts. U.S. military spokesman Army Colonel Steve Warren said tough fighting remains.
We're encouraged by this tactical development, which is a continuation of the progress we've seen over the last several weeks. There's still a long way to go before we can declare Ramadi is completely clear.
Final victory would represent the second city to fall to Iraqi security forces this year, with the recapture of Tikrit in April. A suspected U.S. drone strike overnight Monday is reported to have hit al-Shabaab positions in southern Somalia. Local officials say the airstrike killed a number of militants, perhaps even a senior commander. French forces in Mali said Tuesday they captured or killed 10 members of the al-Mourabitoun Islamist group over the weekend, believed to have been behind last month's deadly luxury hotel attack in the capital Bamako, in which 19, many foreigners, along with two attackers, were killed. Monday, the Malian government reimposed a nationwide state of emergency to the end of the month. This is